News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, work done by parents who stay at home is worth up to €49,000. That's according to a new report from Royal London. And Pauline O'Reilly is a Green Party senator and founder of the Stay at Home Parents Association. And she joins us now. Pauline, what's your reaction to the fact that I suppose, a stay at home parents, when you add up, and it is things like childcare, cooking, lifts, gardening, cleaning, all of the things that run a household, that the value monetarily of that money is that much money, almost €50,000?
Well, I'm not surprised, I suppose, because I've done it for so many years, and most of us who have done it know how hard the work is. But you know, those who are juggling, like yourself, Ciara, also know the value of their time, and so I'm not surprised about that. But I do think that that now, since lockdown, people have a better understanding of it, and I think that's what's changed. When I would have been talking about this several years ago, there would have been a lot more resistance to the idea that the work done by stay-at-home parents has a value, whereas now I think so many people did it during lockdown that they have a much better understanding of it.
Okay, and I think it's without question that it has, in my view, that it has a value. I know the times when I'm at home as opposed to at work, I feel I'm more run ragged than I ever are than I ever am when I'm in the office. But the monetary value, there is one thing that's very different here, is if you're working in an office, if you're working in a business, or if you're working in an organisation, and there's a value put on what you do for that organisation, it's the organisation that benefits. So if you work for a shopkeeper, you keep his shop open, or if you work in an office, you keep the manager's, you keep her phones answered, you keep her emails answered. So people basically, their work is done for the benefit of somebody else. When you are a stay-at-home parent, the work is done for your own benefit. So why should anyone pay you for that?
Well, it's not really your own benefit. It is actually society's benefit and children's benefit as well. And usually you'd be paying for childcare if you weren't doing it yourself. So there is a difference there.
I'm looking at what is covered by that 49,000. It's things like cooking. If you're cooking yourself your own dinner, why should anyone pay you to do that?
Yeah, no, look, and I don't think anybody's going to argue that somebody who stays at home is paid 50,000. But I do think that, you know, we have to place a value in some way. Now, I would never go around and say, can you give me €100 a week to cook, because somebody who's out working comes home and cooks. But I think that what happens is that it's easier for us all to understand things when we put it in this kind of monetary terms. Yeah. But I think there's been a revolution, Ciara. I actually do, since lockdown. And I think that we're no longer talking about the economic value of everything, but we're actually now talking about, you know, it costs the same amount of money to put, you know, to put shopping in your trolley, whether you have a job that pays you an income or you don't. It costs the same to put a roof over your head, whether you have a job or you don't. So it's really about the fact that the children and people who are not going out to work still deserve to have that roof over their head.
Oh no, and don't get me wrong. I completely agree with you that they work incredibly hard, that it is valuable, and that of course they should have roofs over their heads. But all I'm saying is that when you look at what's in this, that the 49,000 comes from, there are things like cooking your own dinner, cleaning your own house, gardening, and dropping your kids places. Parents who go out of the home to work do those jobs too, and they don't get paid on top of their I suppose wages in order to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that point. But I mean, if we were even to look at people who are going outside the home, if you put a value on the things that they do after they come home, you'd come up with some of that would actually come to the person who is working outside of the home. But I think what we need to do is to think differently about the value of things in society and look at something like universal basic income, for instance.
Okay.
Because in the end of the day, it is the children who are the beneficiaries of the roof over their head or the money that comes into a parent's pocket.
All right.
And there's more tax paid per euro from a stay-at-home parents' family than a two working you know, where both people are working. So
in relative terms, in absolute terms, that's not the case. If two parents are working, there would be more tax paid by two incomes rather than one. But I know what you're talking about in terms of tax credits. But anyway, look, very interesting topic of conversation. I've no doubt our listeners will have something to say in it. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Pauline O'Reilly, Green Party Senator there and founder of the Stay at Home Parents Association. Let us know what you think. People who are at home full time, I think they do actually work harder than any of us, because frankly, I don't think I could do it. But how should that be recognised, if it should be recognised in some monetary way? 53106.
I remember in the early 80s, Gareth Fitzgerald, when he was leader of Fine Gael, one of their election promises was to bring in a special payment for housewives, as they called them at the time. It never actually happened in reality. I think he was talking about, it was 12 quid a week or something he was talking, which at the time wasn't an insignificant amount of money. But it's an interesting idea. I wonder, will some party run with it again? The idea of some kind of allowance or tax break for stay-at-home parents.